Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog is Lama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lama and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. When Lum discovered the attractive woman he noticed in Pine Ridge yesterday was the new schoolteacher, he quickly ended his feud with the school board and renewed his interest in the town's educational system. It's late afternoon as we look in on the little community today, and we find Abner alone at the store. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Where in the world have you been all afternoon?
I've been over talking to Ezra Seastrom.
Ezra? I thought you and him never got along very well since they made him president of the school board this year.
Who, Ezra? Well, he's a fine, upright citizen. I don't know where you could have got an idea like that in your head.
Well, you were saying here yesterday what a smart aleck he was and how you never had no use for him.
I don't recollect saying no such a thing. And besides, it must have been some other Ezra I was thinking about.
Who?
Why, Ezra...
Barnes.
Barnes?
Yeah, there's a feller named Ezra Barnes that lives down at Opal.
Yeah, that's the one. I hate and despise him. That must have been who I was talking about right there. Ezra Barnes, huh?
Yeah, that's his name, Well, what was you and Ezra Seastrunk talking so long about?
Oh, about the school. See, this is his first year being president of the board, and we were just talking about different improvements we want to make on the school this year.
Improvements?
Yeah, painting up the schoolhouse and fixing up the teacher's desk there.
Oh, did you meet the new teacher last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Heard me just hit it right off together.
You did?
Had a long talk with one another.
Well, what'd you talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I told her I was glad to meet her, and she said she was glad to meet me, and I told her I was glad she was in Pine Ridge, and she said she was glad to be here.
Well, that's interesting. Everybody being so glad about everything. What else?
Oh, that's about all that was said, I reckon. That blame Budinsky Ezra come over there and started talking, butted in.
Ezra Barnes?
Ezra Barnes? Who's that?
Well, that's that fella you hate so bad down there at Opal.
Oh, no. My friend and chum, Ezra Seastrunk. Natural, he had to do a lot of talking, him being president of the board.
Yeah.
Granny's. She's even prettier than I thought she was.
Who, Ezra?
No, the new school teacher, Mrs. Fredericks.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah. Ain't that a pretty name? Fredericks.
Yeah, it's all right, I reckon.
One of these days, I might change that to Eddards.
Oh, Lord.
Don't you never tell her I said that.
I ain't gonna tell nobody nothing.
Granny, they would have to pick this year to make Ezra president of the board. Here last year, when I was the president, we had that dad-blame Professor Harrison teaching.
Well, you was the one at Harding.
Yeah, I know it. Maybe they was right in taking the job away from me if I ain't got no more sense than that. Here, I'd have had a good excuse to go over there to Sister Simpson's every night if I was still president.
Sister Simpson's? What in the world do you want to go over there and talk to that old gossip for?
I don't mean to see her. I wouldn't go to a dog fight with that old woman. I mean Miss Fredericks. She's staying over at Sister Simpson's boarding house.
Oh, I see. I wondered if you were starting to spark Sister Simpson.
Of course not.
Well, I know she's had her cap set for you for years long.
Well, she ought to know by now she's wasting her time. I just can't hardly stand her. It's a shame a nice woman like Miss Fredericks has got to stay over at a place like that. We ought to have another boarding house here in this town. Something up to date.
Well, Sister Simpson sets a pretty good table on.
Yeah, if you can put up with that everlasting talking of hers. I love to see our school teachers made as comfort as possible.
You do, huh?
Yeah, they come here, perfect strangers. This is their home during the school term. It's up to us to make them feel welcome.
Uh-huh.
Everybody ought to make it a point to get better acquainted with her and let
her
know.
Well, they're having that sociable over at the schoolhouse tonight so that everybody can meet her, Lum.
Oh, yeah, I know it. That's one of the things me and Ezra was talking about a while ago.
Well,
one of the two of us ought to make a kind of a welcoming speech over there tonight.
You had, huh?
But I'm feared the way he talked, he's going to want to do it himself.
Well, Ezra's a pretty good out loud talker, all right.
Gives the same argument about right living every time he gets on his feet. He's give that same talk at Sunday school every Sunday as far back as I can recollect.
Well, don't jump on me about it. I never had nothing to do with it.
No. Well, it'll work out all right. I just happened to think I might get him to let me introduce him.
Uh-oh. Poor Ezra.
Huh?
Nothing.
Another thing, somebody ought to go by and get Miss Fredericks and take her over there to the sociable tonight. Don't look right for a stranger in town that way to have to walk all the way over there by herself in the dark.
Well, ain't somebody going to go by after?
Not that I know of.
Oh, well, me and Elizabeth can go by for a long.
Oh, that's too much out of your way, Abner.
Why, we won't mind.
Why, Abner, you live over there by the schoolhouse. You'd have to go clean down to Sister Simpson's boarding house and then all the way back over to the schoolhouse. It ought to be somebody that lives over there by the boarding house, and you know it.
Well, you don't need to get so mad about it, Long. Ain't nobody lives over there close. Well, except you and Grandpa Masters.
Well, she wouldn't want to go over there with Grandpa Masters. He can't sit up that late at his age. Have that ear trumpet stuck right in her face all evening.
Yeah. Well, that don't leave nobody but you, does it?
Who?
You. You live over there, don't you?
Oh. Now, Granny, that's right. Yeah, I'd forgot about that, I think.
Well, why don't you bring her over there?
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought nothing about it. I don't know whether she'd want me to go with her or not.
Well, why don't you ask her anyway? Here you's talking about everybody ought to be nice to her.
That's right, ain't it? Well, how would you go about it, Abner?
Why? Well, just call her up over at Sister Simpson's. School's out by this time. She's more likely there, and just tell her she want to carry her over to the sociable tonight.
I don't know whether I ought to or not. You know me on the telephone. Why don't you call her?
Well, I've got to take Elizabeth, Lom.
I mean, ask her to let me take her.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. You're the bashfulest one human I ever seen in my life. Now, if you want to carry her over there, just get up there and call her yourself.
That's a fine way to talk. Fine partner you turned out to be, I must say. After all we went through together. Set up with you when you took down sick. Lent you money when you was needing it. Recollect when you had the fevers and I come over and
I'll
set up
I'll call
with
her.
You.
I'll call her.
Well, now, don't do it unless you want to. I
said
to
I'd call her and I'll call her. Wish now I'd have died with them fevers. Throwing it up some ever since he set up with me over there.
What's that?
I just said... Hello? Sister Simpson? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, tolerably. You know about that sociable tonight over at the schoolhouse. Yeah, well, Lom, he wanted to take... huh? No, Mom, I mean... Well, yeah, but I... Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom? Yeah, well, I... Uh-huh. All right, I'll tell him. Yes, Mom, I'll tell him. All right. Goodbye. Doggies.
Oh, what'd she say? Weren't Miss Fredericks there?
You're supposed to be over at 7 o'clock sharp.
Oh, well, how could Sister Simpson tell you what Miss Fredericks will do?
Well, that's a trouble, Mom. She never did give me a chance to tell her, and she thinks that you want to take her tonight.
Sister Simpson?
Well, now, Mom, there weren't nothing I could do about it.
Oh, swan to goodness.
Well, you know Sister Simpson. When she starts to talk, she won't let you get a word in edgewise. I ought to have had
more sense than to leave it up to you in the first place.
Well, I'm sorry, Mom. I done the best I know how.
You can't get things in the worst mix-up I ever seen in my life. Well, you're just going to have to call her up and tell her it's a mistake. That's all they are to
me. Oh, no, not me.
Yes, you are.
Dad,
blame it. You got me into it.
Well, she won't listen to me. I tried to tell her.
You was the one that made the date with her. I can't call her. Grannies, I'll leave town, that's what I'll do. I'll run away from home.
Aw.
I wouldn't take her over there if she was the last woman in this world. Here, I've been planning all day how I could get to take Miss Frederick over there, and you've ruined the whole thing in 2 minutes.
That's our ring, I believe.
Well, go on and answer it. See how much more trouble you can get into.
Hello. Jot 'em down, store. Abner Peabody talking. Oh, hello, Sister Simpson. Sister Simpson, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell her I ain't here. Tell her I just broke my leg.
Broke your leg? How?
I don't care how. Tell her I fell off the front porch. I don't care.
He said he just fell off the porch and broke his leg, Sister Simpson.
In 2 places.
Fell off the porch in 2 places.
Broke my leg, idiot.
I done told her that. Mom? Oh, just a minute. Are you suffering, Mom?
Of course I am.
Of course he is. Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, that's mighty thoughty of you to call. Yes, Mom. All right, I'll tell him. Goodbye.
Did you get me out of it all right?
Yes, she said it was all right. She couldn't go no way longer.
Well, good, good.
Said a couple of drummers just now called up, and she's going to have to stay there and fix a late supper for them. She just called up to suggest that you take Miss Frederick instead of her.
Miss Frederick? And you told her I had a broke leg.
Well, you told me to.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
But Sister Simpson said she's sorry you couldn't go, Lum, and said as soon as she gets done with the supper dishes, well, she'll come over to your place and set up with you for a while.